Data newsline from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh, 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 oh West Papua. Pristine land. In the Western Pacific Ocean. Ancient culture. A world of wonders. Mysterious and magical. The life of a tribe in sync with nature. West Papua's archipelago. Extremely rich sea life. Adorned with emeralds of islands. Sprawling protected in front of the coast. A heaven for divers. The richest marine biodiversity in the world. Home to majestic phantoms of the ocean. In an amazing setting where Makarero greets guests an amazing sea adventure the best of fish and travel in style and comfort is always only a short trip away, always reminding us life is beautiful, amazing cultures, and lovely sea. West Papua, wonderful.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, still with me, Ahmad Faisal, would like to accompany you up to 6 o'clock p.m. local time, Jakarta. Hopefully you are still cheerful, still feel comfortable in doing your daily activities, and also still have much spirit, much enthusiasm in conducting your daily activities. Well, now this is the right time for me to share you about our information. President Prabowo Subianto meets longtime friend Steven Seagal during his visit to Indonesia. Yes. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto had an unexpected reunion with American action star Steven Seagal during the actor's visit to Indonesia. The two share a warm conversation and also even enjoy a meal together, rekindling a friendship that dates back 35 years. Wow, long time. The encounter, which took place recently at a restaurant in Jakarta, was also confirmed by Deputy of Communication and Digital Affairs Minister Angga Raka Prabowo. Angga said that during the launch meeting with President at the place in Jakarta, as the Steven Seagal met President Prabowo. And in this, in the video of their encounter, both men were seen engaging in a friendly and relaxed conversation. The under siege actor was dressed in a black top and also matching pants and accessorized with a necklace, while President Prabowo wore a brown safari shirt pair with black pants. Before meeting President Prabowo, Steven Seagal had already met with Prabowo's ex-wife, Siti Hediyati Titik Soeharto, and during his visit to Bali on January 4th, Steven Seagal and Titik have been friends for over 20 years, and the meeting between the two long-time acquaintances seemed to have paved the way for the reunion between Steven Seagal and Prabowo Subianto. And the three of them enjoy lunch together, joined by several notable figures, including popular podcaster Daddy Carbuzier. Well, that's information about the meeting between Steven Seagal and President Prabowo Subianto, including Titik Soeharto. Still, we have also another song that would like to entertain you. Do you want to know the song? Well, the song that we have already said is, now the song is from Liodria with title Tak Dianggap. Enjoy the song.
Jadi pengertian sakit pun selalu ku simpan, jadi yang terbaik untukmu. Apa itu tak cukup? Senyum yang ku beri selama ini palsu, itu bukan aku. Tutupi semuanya agar kita baik-baik saja, tapi kini sudah tak mampu dengan caramu itu. Sikapmu seakan-akan menyuruh diriku pergi, tapi terkadangmu salah. Aku penting bagimu. Tak tiada bersamamu, ku
ignore his shot?
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
www.voinews.id. You are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, still on Indonesia Today. Well, do you know Adam Malik? Who wants to know? I believe that, you know, Adam Malik was an influential Indonesian diplomat, journalist, as well as nationalist leader who served as the country's third vice president of Indonesia. As a founding figure of the non-alignment movement, he played a pivotal role in shaping Indonesia's foreign policy during the early years of its independence. So related to Adam Malik, I have such a quote, one of his interesting quotes that would like to share you. Here's the segment of quote of the day from Adam Malik. He said, "Never fear falling, because only those who never climb will never fail. And never fear failure, because only those who never take steps will never fail." That's one of interesting and also famous, one of famous quotes from Adam Malik. So don't be fear, don't be afraid of doing something, don't be afraid of doing anything, doing new things that maybe you haven't known before. That's why from this quote he suggests us that we must be able to do our best, we must be brave in doing something, because what we are doing right now is what we are going to get in the future. That's the quote from Adam Malik. Well, don't go anywhere. We still also have another song. And now the song that we have already stipulated is from Kunto Aji with title Pengingat. Enjoy the song. Kunto Aji.
Bukanlah buah yang terjatuh dekat pohonnya. Cita-cita adalah benih yang terbawa angin samudra. Realita membawamu jatuh ke bawah. Tapi ingat-ingatlah bila mimpi tak sedang dengan apa yang kau tuju, tak sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau. Lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu, tenangkan hatimu. Dunia ini lebih luas dari kejar dulu, jangan layu,
jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu. Jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu. Jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu sekarang. Ingatlah mimpimu yang kau kejar dulu. Jangan layu, jangan kau ragu-ragu. Sesuai dengan apa yang kau tuju, sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau. Lepaskanlah beban pikiranmu, tenangkan hati yang ini. Sesuai dengan apa yang kau mau.
Manado, where life flows in gentle streams that are genially inspiring, handy in craft, beaches that energize, lakes that provide livelihoods, it is a land that has embraced Christianity, hosted important events with its innate hospitality, exotic culinary delights, is marvelous, famous among divers, cherished by the locals. This is the life that blends the old and the new, that does not forget natural wonders, an adventure of its own, easily accessible, still fascinating. Life in North Sulawesi. Wonderful Indonesia.
Mister sedikit, sedikit, sedikit nek Mister sedikit. Misi ada yang naik. Geser sedikit, sedikit, sedikit nek Mister sedikit. Kanan kiri 75. Jarak dekat 3000.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener and also our viewers, we still have information related to our president's activity, Prabowo Subianto. Prabowo Subianto as president has been promoting food self-sufficiency as priority program to strengthen national sovereignty. According to him, food sufficiency is the foundation by physical protection of the people. Without sufficient food, the state cannot guarantee the sustainability of its citizens' lives. As a country blessed with vast land and oceans, Indonesia must manage its abundant natural resources to achieve food self-sufficiency. Such effort must also involve the community as well as prioritize environmental sustainability and preservation. Well, that information from Antara News Agency. And now this is the time for me to share you about our songs. The song is from Mahalini with title Bohong Hati. Enjoy the song.
Aku tersiksa melihat semuanya berubah. Mengapa kau galau jauh? Bagaimana hati ini? Thank you.
Song Indonesia.
Dancing won't help my economic condition. If I dance, when am I going to make money?
That word came from Kadek Sriyani, a woman aged 38, a villager of Manistutu, Bali, who since 15 years ago has been working as a stonebreaker on the river of Tukadayu, Manistutu, Bali.
Sudah lama sejak saya kawin.
I've been working since I was married, around 15 years ago. I already started working here, breaking the stone, working in the field, lifting the rock, digging the sand.
Most Balinese women would have started dancing since they are in the elementary school. But with the passage of their lives, dancing is just special occasions only, as in the case of stonebreaker from Manistutu village, Kadek Sriyani. Her dainty fingers are now used in a graceful movement in a dance alone, but more often are used to the work that should be done by men, breaking stone, without any fear that their tapering fingers might be injured by the weight of the hammer used to break up large stones. How many hammers actually that Kadek has?
Three hammers actually, but this one is borrowed. I have only two. However, I can borrow from my sister. Working together, you know, if the stone is too big and cannot be broken, I could ask my sister to help. Friends too.
While working together, each has her share of rock.
Each has her own share. So later, if there is a truck coming in, it can be easily seen which one belongs to me and which plot belongs to my friends. So it's easy to divide the money.
At a glance, breaking the stone looks quite easy. This is not true, of course. But there are some tricks to make the job easier.
It depends. There are some lines on the stone surface. If they are smooth, do not hit them because they might shatter and you'd get hurt. The term is monk trick. So you must look carefully whether it can be broken down or not.
Being a stone breaker, Kadek never feels afraid of hurting her hands. Even when she is wounded, Kadek already has a way to overcome it.
Yes, we'll treat it using a banana tree shoot, chewed and pasted. Then put it on the wound so that blood doesn't come out.
Every day, Kadek Sriyani does the work of breaking down the stone. After the domestic work is completed, she goes to Tukadayu River in Manistutu village, about 4 hours drive from Denpasar, to break stones along with other women. There are no fixed working hours. Although her income a day at most is only 25,000 rupiah to 30,000 rupiah, Kadek Sriyani accepts it gratefully. For Kadek, the results obtained are a gift from the Almighty. Her income is not fixed, depending on the weather. Because if it rains, the small truck cannot get into the river to buy the broken stone. Then, the stone that has been broke down into small pieces and the sand that has been filtered will be washed away again by the water. But bright weather also sometimes does not guarantee the money that they get can be a lot. Because even though they have broken rocks under the umbrella made of palm leaves for one whole day, no truck would come to buy the stones because there is no development project. Things like this often happen.
Depending on the fate, if things are smooth then everything will, but if there is no project then business will be bad.
Ini cekok toh.
Almost all Balinese women can dance, for dancing is part of the rituals for worshipping among the Hindu Balinese. Most of them learn to dance in their primary school, but with the passage of their lives, the women, especially the stone breakers, only dance on special occasions, such as rituals in temples. The stone breaker women of Manistutu village, however, do not want to dance for money either, as expressed by Kadek Sriyani.
It will be so embarrassing. I'm fat now. Dancing doesn't help the economy. If I dance, when can I make some money?
Although the lives of stonebreaker women and their families are hard, they still diligently do the job as stonebreakers. Sometimes, they also hope for some other job which in accordance with their capabilities, to be able to slightly improve their lives.
What important is to have a job, so I can send my children to school and they can have decent meals every day.
Manistutu village chief Iketut Sukadana has his own views about the profession of his female villagers. I understand, digging the sand is not really their choice, really. This is a necessity. If they could have another job, they would take it then. But they do not have the expertise and skill to do that. Digging sand or rocks in the river like that is actually not a life choice, because they do not have other skills to compete in other areas. The story of the brave woman from Manistutu, Bali, who are now using their dainty fingers to break up stones to provide for their families. The story of Kadek Sriyani shows that Balinese women are women who have incredible energy.
Listener, on today's Music Corner, we bring you a wonderful selection, a beautiful keroncong song entitled Angin Rindu by Anggirian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. This heartfelt song was written and originally popularized by Roni Parulian, a finalist of a popular talent show in Indonesia back in 2023. It's officially released on July 19, 2024. The song tells the story of someone longing for their beloved one, hoping the wind will carry their feelings to them. Well, listener, let's sit back, relax, and enjoy the keroncong version of Angin Rindu by Anggirian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. Happy listening.
Sampai kapankah rindu ini akan bertahan? Rasa gelisah menghantui perasaanku. Diam-diam mencari-cari hadirmu di sampingku. Andai saja angin membawa rinduku padamu. Andai saja
sampai kapankah rindu ini akan bertahan?
Menyimpan kekaguman ini padamu di saat sudah ada dia yang beri senyuman di hari harimu. Bukan salahku cinta hadir tak menentu. Maafkan lagi
the newsline. First, the headlines. Village minister calls Village Day a momentum to ensure villages continue to move forward. Brunei Darussalam tourism minister says Indonesia has great tourism potential. Now the news in detail. Minister of Villages and Underdeveloped Development of Disadvantaged Regions PDT Yan Ditro Susanto said that the commemoration of Village Day every 15th January is a momentum to ensure that villages continue to move forward. In the kickoff of Village Day commemoration, as monitored through the YouTube channel of the Ministry of Development and Disadvantaged Regions in Jakarta on Tuesday, Yan Ditro Susanto explained that it is important to ensure that villages in Indonesia continue to move in the right and advanced direction. According to him, villages must move forward because villages have an important role in Indonesia's development as President Prabowo Subianto's six main program.
Astacita keenam ini adalah membangun dari desa dan dari bawah.
The sixth aspiration is to build from the village and from below for economic equality and poverty eradication. So clearly, villages are mentioned in Mr. President's Astacita. Therefore, it is important that we ensure that villages in Indonesia continue to move in the right and advanced direction.
Bahwa desa-desa di Indonesia terus bergerak ke arah yang lebih benar dan maju.
Moreover, Minister Hayan